This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the historic, ambitious and mutually beneficial Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon made the announcement regarding the FTA today. Mr. Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Mr. Luxon. The negotiations were initiated during New Zealand Prime Minister's visit to India in March this year. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, "The FTA between India and New Zealand has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years." He said India welcomes investment worth over $20 billion from New Zealand across diverse sectors. Briefing meet in New Delhi today, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserted that the agreement reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
This is a free trade agreement with New Zealand, which will not only include trade, education, R&D and innovation, services sector in a very big way, tourism, sports, particularly to benefit our farmers and dairy through technical collaboration, which will help them upgrade quality, productivity, and therefore the incomes of our farmers and dairy persons.
Commerce and Industry Minister held a telephonic conversation with his New Zealand counterpart Todd Macleay and congratulated him on the successful conclusion of the free trade agreement between both the countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, in a social media post, called India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement a landmark in ties between the two countries. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupender Yadav has clarified that the government has no plans for urbanization in the Aravalli region and that its sole and exclusive focus is on protecting the range. Speaking to a news agency in New Delhi, Mr. Yadav said the Supreme Court has defined the protected areas of the Aravallis. Mr. Yadav said, based on the definition, states are required to frame strict rules. The minister said mining activities are not possible in nearly 90% of the area. Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Sindhya today held a high-level task force meeting on infrastructure, logistics and connectivity in Northeastern Region. In a social media post, the minister said the meeting was chaired by Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shaha. The meeting laid down the strategic roadmap of charting Ashtalakshmi states as India's gateway to Southeast Asia. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said that as the nation moves towards the ambitious goal of becoming a Viksit Bharat by 2047, civil servants will play a pivotal role in translating this vision into reality. The Vice President was interacting with officer trainees of the Indian Defence Account Service, IDAS, of the 2023 and 2024 batches in New Delhi. The Delhi High Court today issued notice on a plea by the Enforcement Directorate ED challenging a trial court order refusing to take cognizance of the money laundering complaint in the National Herald case. The High Court sought reply of Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi on the ED's plea. The court has listed the matter for the 12th of March next year. Several flight and train operations were affected due to dense fog conditions in the national capital and surrounding regions today. Talking to Akashvani News, an official from Delhi Airport said around 10 flights were cancelled due to low visibility at the Indira Gandhi International Airport. The Delhi Division of Indian Railways said the movement of several Delhi-bound trains has also been affected. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department IMD has forecast severe cold conditions in East Uttar Pradesh today. IMD further predicted dense fog conditions today over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Tripura, Odisha, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and northeastern states. A Russian general has been killed in a car bombing in Moscow this morning. Russia's investigative committee said Lieutenant General Fanil Sarvarov died after an explosive device planted under a car detonated. Russian security agencies are investigating various theories, one of which is linked to involvement of Ukrainian intelligence services. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended the first trading day of the week on a bullish note. The Sensex surged 638 points to close at 85,567. And that is the end of this news bulletin.